啊，我们这一节课要跟大家谈谈啊，家庭聚会跟团契。
So for this session, we will talk about fellowship and family altars.
啊，其实我们的家庭聚会就啊是一个团契。
So a family altar is a form of family fellowship.
好，所以小弟想啊跟大家来分享啊，就是怎么样建立一个和谐的团契生活。
So I would like to share about how we can have a good fellowship life.
啊，教会的和谐啊是圣公兴旺的最重要的因素。
And harmony is one of the most important aspects of holy work.
中国人说哈，说啊，这个人和为贵哦，啊，就是和谐哈，人的和谐是最重要的。
There's a Chinese saying that says some about how the most important thing amongst people is harmony.
哦，啊，就因为人如果能够和谐的话，哦，就能够啊，克服哈，这个克服我们环境的不方便。
So long as there is harmony, we can overcome all obstacles.
哦，就能够等候神所要给我们的机会来到。
And then we can wait for God to give us the opportunity.
哦，所以人和可克地之不利，可待天时来临。哦，就是这个意思。哦，啊，所以能够和谐，拥有和谐的这个哈啊团契生活，哦，是教会圣工能够成长最重要的。这个因素。
So the most important factor in the growth of a church is harmony.
哦，很多时候我们发现说教会，为什么不能成长
？Often we find out when we look into why a church doesn't grow.
哦，都是因为这个弟兄姐妹之间的关系有了问题。
It's often because there are problems between the relationships of its members.
哦，让教会失去了和谐。
So the church has lost harmony.
失去了同心。
They've lost unity.
哦，所以我们不能够不重视这样的一个问题。
So we have to be watchful of this problem.
哦，比如说有些弟兄姐妹哦，他们就抱怨了，哦，跟弟兄姐妹见面的时候，有些人哦。哦，好像陌生人从来不跟人家打招呼的。
So some members have complained that when they encounter brothers and sisters, they act as if they are strangers and never greet each other.
哦，台湾话说来无休息，要去无丢地呀。哦，来也不打招呼，啊，走的时候也不说再见。哦
，It's that they don't say hi when they arrive and they don't say goodbye when they leave.
啊，这个哪像个家
？What kind of a home is this？
哦，曾经在一个教会啊。
I was once in a particular church.
哦，有个弟兄哦，就在这个座谈会啊，他就建议啊。
During a sharing session, a brother made a suggestion.
哦，说哦他已经受洗五年了，但是哦，教会的弟兄姐妹哦，他认识的还不到一半。
He said, "I have been a believer for 5 years, but I don't know half the members."
那很多弟兄姐妹哦，来了聚会一结束就走掉了。
Because most of the members will show up and then leave at the end of service.
哦，那虽然说有家庭聚会，但是也不是都参加哦，不是所有的弟兄姐妹都参加。
And even though there are family services, not everyone attends.
哦，所以哦，他就建议说，是不是教会有时候要举办一些哦联谊的活动啊？
So he made the suggestion asking if the church should create some activity events.
哦，让弟兄姐妹能够彼此哦更加的认识。
So that the members will have an opportunity to really get to know each other.
哦，他是主持的人，他说了一句话。
So the facilitator responded.
哦，他说君子之交淡如水，小人之交甜如蜜啊。他说哦，那个真正的哦，这个哦，真正的友谊啊，哦。就好像喝水一样哦，淡淡的啦哦，这样就可以了。
He said that relationships can be light and that's fine.
哦，啊，反倒是哦，这个如果太接近的话哈，哦，很可能会出问题。
And on the other hand, if we all get too close, problems may arise.
讲的也不是没有道理，啊。
And there is some truth in what he said.
哦，有时候信徒啊，因为太熟了，反而会哦，会有摩擦，会有误会。
Because we have seen times where because people know each other too well, then there is trouble.
啊，那个不熟，只是点个头，啊，你好，哦，那都不会有问题的。
Because if you're all strangers to each other and you just nod and say hello, then there's no problem.
哦，那如果太熟的话，说啊，老王啊，你的儿子听说被留级了。
Or if you know each other too well, you'll say, "Hey, Mr. Wang, I heard that your son was had to retake his school." He was left behind in school.
哦，所以要怎么样哦， 能够让我们教会有和谐的人际关系哦。
So how do we achieve harmony within the church?
哦，那我们大概可以从团契生活来着手。
It all comes down to fellowship.
哦，那在传道人的牧养哦里头啊。
So when a pastor pastors.
哦，大概哦能够牧养得到的大概就是。R1 以上的这个宗教教育以上的宗教教育以下的那就是宗教教育的老师在牧养
His focus is usually on the members who are above RE level because the teachers are responsible for the RE students
但是因为我们 R 宗教教育的这个制度啦或者组织很健全
But because we have a very solid foundation in our RE department
也比较有一个系统
There is structure
所以如果我们真正有在参加这个宗教教育的这个课程的话那我们对整个信仰对圣经的这个知识我们就会有一个概念跟我们就会得到造就
Then those who regularly attend the RE classes will have a grounded understanding of our faith
但是在成人这个部分就比较困难
But it's more difficult with the adults
一方面就是传道人在美国传道人不一定经常都会在地方教会
So part of the problem lies in the fact that the ministers aren't usually at their residing church
那加上大部分我们跟传道人能够碰面的都是在这个教会里头的集众聚会当中
And there's the added fact that the only time we really encounter our ministers is when we are attending service
我们姑且 不谈说这个传道到底能不能按时分粮了能不能说针对弟兄姐妹那个时候的需要 来给予这个教导
So let's not even talk about the question of whether the minister is able to serve the current needs of its people
很多时候因为弟兄姐妹的组成分子不一样
But because everybody has different needs.
那个不同的教育背景，不同的家庭，不同的地方来的，不同的工作，不同的职业，都不一样。
People come from different places. They have different family backgrounds, different economic needs.
所以这个讲台的信息啊，往往就好像这个 Chinese buffet 一样就只能这个概率的东西没有办法很针对某部分人的需要来深入来分享
So because everybody has such different needs then what is preached in the pulpit often has to be very generic because, and not be focused on, and tailored to people's needs
那我们的团契啊就是要来补这方面的不够
So the point of the fellowship is to make up for this what is lacking
比如说以年龄层来分啊
We may separate people based on their age.
有这个比如说这个校园的团契
and have campus fellowships, for example.
他们相同的这个性质比较高都是学校的学生都是大学的学生
And so the campus fellowship will make up of everyone who is a college student.
校园生活会遇到的考验遇到的试探。
And so they will all face similar trials in school.
就比较类似啊。
So they have a lot of similarities.
那如果有这个校园的团契和学生的团契，就能够针对他们的需要设计课程来教导来分享。
So the campus fellowship is tailored to the needs of the students there.
那再来像社会青年。
And we have the social working youths.
在工厂在职场上在商场上他们会遇到很多的考验
They will face many different trials and tribulations in their workplace
那如果有这个社青的团契
So if there is a working youth fellowship
也能够针对他们的需要来给予帮助
Then it could be tailored to the needs of its people, its attendees
那很多这些社青的成员他们也刚刚开始了他们的家庭
Now, many of the working youths are also just beginning to form a family
无论是刚结婚也好或是刚有小孩也好都是必须要面对一个新的生活跟适应
They're newlyweds and they're new parents and they all have to adapt to this new, a new lifestyle
那如果有团契的话就能够帮助这些新当人家丈夫或太太的或者是新当爸爸的妈妈的怎么样带小孩怎么样 教导、哦、怎么样互相适应、哎、就有很实际的帮助。
So this fellowship will offer practical help on how to be a good husband or a good wife or a good mother or father、
哦、所以听说台北教会、哦有个团契叫做袋鼠团契。
In Taipei Church I've heard that there's a fellowship called the Kangaroo Fellowship。
我以为说这个干什么，大家带袋鼠来嘛、哦、不是、哦、是那些妈妈、哦、带小孩的、哦哎、那个叫做袋鼠团契。
I was wondering, did everybody bring a kangaroo with them? But no, this fellowship consists of new moms who bring their children.、
哎、那个、哦、这些新妈妈或准妈妈碰头、哦、有说不完的妈妈经、哦、
So when the new moms and the mothers-to-be gather, there's endless things that they can talk about.、
哦、但是却是最直接的帮助。
But it offers really direct help.、
哦那再来、哦、像、哦、这个壮年人哈、哦，四十岁以上哈、
哦。Now for members who are above the age of 40 in their prime，、
哦、到这个、这个五六十岁当中的五十岁左右哦，这个、哦、如果有这个所谓的中间团契哦，壮年的团契啊。
If there is a fellowship for those between the age of 40 and 60, for those in their prime。
哦，哎，这个也不错哦，因为。但那个时候他们的事业也已经稳定了。
It would also be good for them because people at this stage have already a stable career、
哦、那儿女、哦这个也哦、有的已经、哦哎、念 college 了、哦、
And the children have reached college age、
哦、他们、啊、有很多时间、哦、可以来服侍神。
They have much time to serve God、
哦、所以我们可以看到在教会里头、这些、负责人、啊、大部分都是这个年龄层的。
So we'll find that most church council members are in this age group.
哦，所以啊，如果有这样的一个团契哈，来、哦、让哦这这个年龄层的弟兄姐妹啊一起，这个也是哦一个很大的帮助。
It would be a great help to have a fellowship for people in this age group.
哦，那在年龄再往上推就是老人团契了哈。哦
Then we have the elder fellowship.
哦，我们不叫老人，我们叫长青团契哦。
So we don't call it the elderly fellowship.
Evergreen. 哦。
We call it the evergreen fellowship.
哦，那甚至有人取名叫做969团契哈，哎，这个能够活到九又九哈。
And then there's the some people also call it the long life fellowship.
哦，哎，那年纪大了哦，这个但是哦这个。虽然体力比较不如以前，但是精神不一定衰败啊。
Even though physically they may not be as strong, but they can still be full of energy.
哦，所以我们看到教会很多工作还是哈、哦，哎，这些年长的弟兄姐妹在负责。
And we see that a lot of the elderly members continue to take on holy work.
哦，那他们或许在啊肉体的健康上啊会有一些问题。
Now perhaps they may be facing health problems.
哦、啊，所以在团契里头，哎，也有哈、哦、可以有这种啊健康资讯的。哦、这些、提供、哦哎、这也是对他们很直接的帮助。
If that's the case, then the fellowship would offer health advice on how they can stay healthier、
哦、这个是用年龄层 来做一个区分、啊、
So using age groups to separate is one way to create different fellowships、
哦、那有一些团契是用职业来做区分的。
And then there are other fellowships that are delineated by career paths、
哦、相同职业的、哦、同质性比较高、哦他们知道他们的、哦、他们的喜怒哀乐、哦、忧伤痛苦。
So people in the same profession often are better able to share in the joys and the trials and the tribulations、
哦、所以在台湾呢有所谓的彼得团契、哦、就是鱼这个是捕鱼的、哦哎、这个渔夫、哦、船员、哦、他们叫做彼得团契。
So in Taiwan there is a fellowship called the Peter Fellowship. This fellowship consists of fishermen、
哦、那也有一个叫做马可团契、哦、这个是司机团契、啊、
And there is a fellowship of Mark, and these are all drivers.
为什么叫马可团契
？So why is it called the fellowship of Mark?、
哦、没有牛马也可以啦，哈、哦，所以马可、哦哎，也用牛拉车嘛，没有牛马也可以、哦、所以就马可团契啦、哦。
It's a Chinese pun.
哎，所以。根据这种不同的、哎啊、像公教人员团契、哦、
公教、
哦、就是军人啊公务员啊、哦、
So and then there's a fellowship of government of workers
哎呀这个他们、哦、或者老师的团契
Or a fellowship of teachers、
哦、所以团契、 的功能哦，可以补哦这个啊补讲台资讯的不足哦，补这个牧养关怀的不够。
So the function of a fellowship can make up for the shortcoming or the what's lacking in regular sermons and regular pastoring.
能够让弟兄姐妹啊更加的熟悉活络。
And it allows members to better know each other.
所以团契很重要。
Fellowships are very important.
那要怎么样能够让我们的团契能够落实它的功能？
So how do we maximize the potential of a fellowship?
那有几点我们可以参考。
So there's a couple points that we can study.
第一个就是团契能够帮助让教会能够家庭化。
So first, fellowships help make a church more of a family.
教会称作永生神的家。
The church is the eternal home of God.
不是公司也不是饭店
It is not a hotel, it is not an office.
所以教会要像家。
So a church should be like a home.
那团契就是能够帮助让弟兄姐妹像一家人一样。
A fellowship will help its members feel more at home.
能够让我们不只一直不是只是停在这个点头之交而已
So we will not just be always just polite people who just know each other by name.
它能够让我们彼此能够更进一步的了解能够帮助我们的沟通。
It helps us better know each other and helps with the communication.
那就能够化解那个不必要的误会。
And also prevents misunderstandings.
那教会就能够团结了。
And then the church can be more unified.
有一次在有个教会吃爱餐的时候。
So there was one time during the lunch meal.
因为那个煮饭的很会煮所以很好吃啊。
Because the cook that day was really good, so the food was excellent.
那有个弟兄吃了一碗饭要去盛第二碗饭。
So there was a brother who just finished his first bowl of rice and was getting up for his second bowl.
那煮饭的弟兄很高兴哇，人家这么捧场他当然高兴啊。
And the cook was very happy that someone enjoyed his food.
他讲了一句话。
So he said something.
你这么好吃你这么会吃。
He said, wow, you eat a lot.
那意思是说意思是说你身体很健康你能吃这么多的意思啦没有其他的负面的。
His intention was to say that, oh wow, you're very healthy, you have a good healthy appetite.
你胃口真好是这样的意思。
That's all he meant.
但是这个听的人他不这么想。
But the person who heard this did not think this was what he said.
他把碗筷一丢
But he slammed down his bowl and his chopsticks.
然后回他一句说我有奉献呢。
He responded and said, I offer.
然后就跑掉了
And then he walked away and refused to come to church anymore.
结果那个煮饭的跑来跟小弟说说他又闯祸了因为他不会讲话。
So the cook came to me and said, I caused some trouble because I was not very good at saying things.
其实他是好意但是不会讲话就被人家误会了。
So his intention was good, but what he said didn't come out as being good, and so he caused a problem.
如果团契做得好大家彼此知道个性这个误会就会化解掉。
So on the other hand, if we had good fellowships and people understood each other, then we wouldn't have these misunderstandings.
所以我们的团契要能够帮助教会，让弟兄姐妹像一家人。
Fellowships will help us feel more like a family.
但是团契不要变成搞小团体，跟教会对抗。
But a fellowship must not become its own group that opposes the church.
有时候会有这样的事情。
Sometimes that happens.
在团契里头，变成几个几个要比较，比如说他很热心就是他对教会有一些意见没有被接纳的人他们就会变成一个。不是助力反而会变成阻力
And so sometimes there are very zealous members who may have opinions that are against the church, are different from the church, and the church hasn't accepted their opinion, so they form their own body of supporters and become an opposition to the church.
不但没有办法帮助弟兄姐妹彼此了解反而增加彼此的误会。
And so not only do they not help achieve harmony, but they cause greater misunderstanding.
这个我们要很小心。
We have to be very careful of this.
团契的第二个功能哦。
That's the second function of a fellowship.
要能够提升信徒的信仰的素质。
Or the second function of the fellowship is to improve the quality of its members' faith.
弟兄要建让弟兄姐妹像一家人能够彼此熟识当然这种联谊是很好。
So it's good when we have this fellowship so that people get to know each other better.
有时候我请你吃饭你请我吃饭那个都很好。
Sometimes you treat me out for dinner, sometimes I take you out for dinner, that's all very good.
但是团契不是只变成团吃专吃把那个团中国字那个团外面那个壳拿起来变成专心的专那个气那个壳把它捏小一点放在那个右边变成吃团契变专吃一直是吃东西那就失去团契的意义。
If a fellowship just becomes an excuse to eat, then there's a problem.
团契要能够帮助教会的弟兄姐妹提升他们的信仰。
Fellowships must serve to help improve the members' faith.
所以团契要注重灵修。
So we have to be concerned about spiritual growth.
那这个团契的这个带领的人就要了解这个团契的成员他们的生活。
The facilitator must be aware of the its members' daily lives.
能够帮助他们在信仰上能够追求跟建立
and help them establish their faith
在互相帮助跟带导之下
and they help each other in their prayers
那这个团契每个团契的契友素质就提升那整个教会的信徒的素质也会提升
so that the members' faiths are all elevated and in doing so the church's faith is elevated
所以团契要帮助教会来提升信徒的素质。
So the fellowship should help improve the quality of the members' faith.
那第三个这个团契要让他的契友有这个归属感。
So the third function of a fellowship is to give its members a sense of belonging.
要懂得要拥有一个敏感的心呢
And we need to be very sensitive.
在小事上，都能够感同身受，能够为对方着想。
We need to learn to empathize with the needs of others.
像主耶稣一样，跟着这个人，跟着我们的契友，同哭同乐。
As Jesus Christ was able to empathize with the people, so we can cry together and laugh together.
让所有的团契的成员都有一个归属的感觉。
And in doing so, then all the members of this fellowship will feel that they belong.
有时候我们看到说其他的基督教会几千人的这种大教会。
And sometimes we'll look at other Christian churches and realize and see how they have thousands of members.
虽然他们的牧师有好几位。
They may have many ministers.
但是如果说要真正能够做到关怀到每一个信徒。光靠牧师可能也做不到。
But it would be impossible for to depend on only the ministers to attend to all the needs of its members.
那这个时候就是要靠团契。
So it really comes down to the fellowships.
很多教会他们称作小组。
In some churches, they'll call these their groups, small groups.
他们的小组都很强都很健全。
And these groups are very strong.
所以他虽然教会几千人，但是运作得很好。
And so even though there may be thousands of members in this church, they are able to function very smoothly.
所以我们教会虽然我们有团契，我们也有家庭聚会区。
So even though we may have fellowships and family services,
但我们要把它的功能落实，让每一个家庭聚会区的成员或者每个团契的成员都有那个归属跟参与的感觉。
We need to maximize their potential so that everyone feels a sense of belonging.
那第四个就是这个团契能够帮助教会成长。
The fourth function of a fellowship is to help the church grow.
很多时候这个团契也肩负对外宣道的功能。
Because sometimes these fellowships assist with the evangelical work of a church.
有些家庭聚会区他们很会带人来信耶稣。
There are some family services who are really good at bringing friends.
那所以说这个 团契也能够带动教会的成长。
So the fellowship can, can help the growth of a church.
好，因为他们充满着爱，好，以及充满着这个这个彼此哈接纳的信息。
Because these groups are filled with love and are so open to receiving others.
好，能够赢得慕道者自然的加入。
And it's becomes natural to win over the hearts of truth seekers.
好，所以团契能够帮助教会成长。
The fellowship can help a church grow.
好，那在在实际上的哈运作上
，In terms of practical function，
哦，我们要怎么样让一个团契能发挥上面的这些功能
？How do we assist the fellowship in reaching these potentials？
哦，那在实际的运作上哈，第一个就是我们要落实到肢体的生活里头。
First, we must learn to live as a community.
哦。我们要有一个属灵的联谊啊，来作为推展团契的第一步。
And we must be willing to be the first to push this form of holy work.
哦，让我们这个团契的成员能够能够手牵手心连心哈。
And we need to create help the members of this fellowship work together.
好，所以我们可以借着彼此的邀请，或者是举办这个活动。来认识。
So we can create events where people and invite people so that they can come and get to know each other.
哦，电话的关怀也好。
Sometimes it takes a phone call.
哦，让我们这个团契哈能够落实在生活里头。
And we need to make fellowships practical.
哦，不是只有在聚会的时间而已。
And it shouldn't just be during service time.
哦，那另外一个哦，我们。怎么落实哈？刚刚所说的这些团契哈的功能，我们要提供这个灵修的机会。
The next way is by creating opportunities to work, build our spirituality.
好，所以团契可以借着哈圣经的查考，属灵恩典的分享见证，来提供彼此灵修造就的机会。
So we can share about our personal experiences during Bible studies and these fellowships.
再来团契哈，也要要落实哈，必须要能够在爱中成长。
And this fellowship, and the fellowship also needs to grow in love.
哦，当我们的成员有困难哈，或者是有忧伤有遇到病痛的事情我们要探访，要关怀。
If a member is ill or facing a difficult time or is sad, then we should care for them.
哦，这个最容易啊。让我们的契友能够有归属感。
It is the quickest way for someone to feel that they belong.
好，那最后一个就是要同心。
Next, we need to have one heart.
哦，团契，我们刚刚谈到团契最主要在于和谐。
As we said, the most important aspect of fellowship is harmony.
那要和谐，必须要能够团能够同心。
And in order to have harmony, we need to have one heart.
那同心也是我们兴旺福音、推动福音工作最主要的。这个力量。
And the ability to work in one heart is the greatest motivating force for holy work.
所以团契要能够同心。
So we need to have one heart in fellowship.
好，那最后就是这个怎么样来带领这个属灵的团契
？So finally, how do we guide a spiritual fellowship?
能够让它更和谐。
So that there is greater harmony.
在组织上一定要很灵活。
It needs to be flexible.
不要说一个人。包办所有的事情。
We shouldn't just have one person in control of all aspects.
最好都能够分工人人都有事做，事事都有人做。
It's best to divide up all work so that everyone has something to do.
那这样团契的运作就不会有问题。
Then there would be a very smooth functioning of a fellowship.
那第二个这个就是我们要强化干部的灵修。
In second, we need to focus on the spiritual growth of the leadership.
不是专找能力强的，要找那个重视灵修的。
You do not seek only people who are skillful to lead these fellowship, but people who are spiritually high.
因为能力强有可能他的这个个性也很强
Because they may be skillful, but they may also have strong personalities.
那所以要找重视灵修的。
So really choose people who are good in their spirituality.
那第三个就是要平日要能够多关怀。
And we need to care for each other on a regular basis.
借着电话啦，借着这个 email 啦， 啊，借着访问、啊、来增加彼此互动的关系。
We can have greater interaction through phone calls or email or visitations.、
哦、小弟从东岸来、哦、东岸、弟兄姐妹居住的地点、哦、都很远、哦。
So I came from the East Coast, and over on the East Coast, members live really far from each other.、
哦、经常晚上家庭聚会、哦、开车、哦、都是要高速公路、哦、45分钟以上的。
It's usually a 45-minute drive on the freeway to go to a family service.、
哦、那感谢神，我们加州、哦、弟兄姐妹住的就比较靠近。
And thank God, the members in California live a little closer.、
哦、所以在这个肢体互相关怀上、哦、应该会比较好。
So it should be easier for us to care for each other.、
哦啊、第四个、哦、我们要怎么样带领团契、哦、
So fourth, how do we lead a fellowship?、
哦、我们对于课程也好活动也好要很用心来设计。
So whether it be an activity or a lesson, we need to put a lot of effort in its preparation.、
哦、根据契友他们实际的生活、哦、按时能够分量来设计课程、
And、
让课程能够生活化。
And gear the activity or the lesson to the practical needs of the attendees.
让我们、哦、的契员愿意喜欢来参加聚会。
So then the attendees will want to attend.、
哦啊、第五个就是、哦啊、我们要提供侍奉的机会。
Fifth, we need to provide opportunities to serve.、
哦、鼓励、所有的这个弟兄姐妹、啊、都能够轮流来担任、干部、哦、来服侍。
Encourage the brothers, the members to all share in the leadership activities.
哦，在侍奉中来学习成长。
And when during their servitude, they will grow.
哦，那最后一个就是，团契啊，要能够哦重视福音的工作。
And finally, the fellowships must be focused on the spreading of the gospel.
哦，有很多时候，尤其是啊，这个感情越好的团契哈、哦，很容易会越趋向保守。
What we've noticed is that the fellowships that are very close often end up being a little more conservative.
哦，会比较啊、只是照顾到自己哦，没有想到说要对外做开拓跟传福音。
And a bit more shy because they care more about watching out for each other and they forget about the need to spread the gospel.
哦，所以团契啊、也不要忘了哦，除了来灵修之余，也不要忘记啊、要在传福音的侍奉上要尽力。
So while it's important to cultivate ourselves, it's also very important to preach the gospel.、
哦、所以以上这几点、啊、是我们带领团契的一些、要领。
So the above are the key points on how to lead a fellowship.、
哦、那有关这个建立和谐的团契，小弟就跟大家分享到这里。
So that's it for the sharing about how to lead a successful fellowship.、
哦、我们以下有一点时间、哦我们要来讨论、哦、
So we have a bit of time, then we'll have a discussion now.
哦、那、以上、哦、墙壁上就是我们要讨论的两个、题目、哦、
So on the wall are the two questions for discussion、
哦、我们认为、哦、在教会里头、可以有哪些团契、哦、
So what fellowships do you believe should be held in church?、
哦、因为小弟不晓得、我们圣何西教会或者是我们、在湾区、哦、各个教会在教会里头你现在有哪些团契、哦、
So I'm not familiar with what fellowships are in San Jose Church or the Bay Area churches、
哦、还可以、啊哦、在哪方面、哦、来做一个、这个哦、做一个增加的、哦、
And where can we grow、
哦、那第二个就是、哦、要怎么落实、哦你现有团契的功能但是、怎么样去避免、哦一些负面的、哦、一个缺点。
The second question is how do we fulfill the functions of a fellowship and how to avoid the difficulties?、
哦、负面的缺点刚刚我们稍微有谈到、哦、
So we brushed upon the difficulties just now.、
哦、比如说搞小团体啦、哦、
For example, forming own little groups.、
哦、或者是、哦这个传话制造纷争等等、哦、
Or the spreading of gossip that causes division.、
哦、或者是跟教会、哦的这个有误会有对抗、哦、
Or forming division and conflict with the church、
哦、这个要怎么样来避免、哦、
And how do we prevent that、
哦、我看了我们就、哦、开始我们的讨论了、那个、
So let's begin our discussion、
哦、那个这样你要怎么分组
So how do we break up into groups